Country Bob FM.
Here we go. It's today's Almanac Wednesday. My last one for a while.
Almanac that concerns me.
Almanac withdrawal.
Yeah.
How does it concern you? What's the concern?
It's just it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work for me to do solo. So it's it lacks a little bit of luster, right. But as you ask, I do my best, and that's what it is.
Feel free to set up virtual gym. I have my virtual Neil that I know, I use, of course.
I wish I had some virtual gyms.
Yeah.
But
you have to do it like I did. I did it. I'm not going to do it for you.
I don't know. Huh? I don't know how I can do that. I only watch Gunsmoke.
Virtual Neil, ladies and gentlemen.
People love that.
Is it as good as actual Neil?
Well, probably. I don't think actual and virtual, there's much difference.
It's artificial intelligence is what it is.
Yeah.
Here on the Bob Almanac, we are going to do Almanac Quiz. So keep it right here for that. Almanac Quiz, Martin Zeller. Neil Diamond tribute, Medina, Friday night. Today is Wednesday, October 10th, 283rd day of the year. We have 82 days left to go. This was the date 1886 in Tuxedo Park, New York. The first ever dinner jacket was worn on this date. Yeah, documented. First ever dinner jacket. Nobody else ever, any place in the world, wore a dinner jacket until this date, 1886. And it got its name.
Yeah.
Got its name from the park, Tuxedo Park, New York. Mm-hmm. It's called the Tuxedo.
Very cool. Good bit of trivia.
Cummerbund. I don't know if you had the cummerbund at that point in time. You don't need a cummerbund for it to be a tuxedo, but it's a nice touch. It kind of holds in the belly a little bit. So it's almost like Spanx for men.
Spanx for men. That's not a good
look. That's a cummerbund.
Yeah.
1962, the BBC banned Monster Mash.
What?
They couldn't play Monster Mash on the air. Think of that, 1962, and the standards, and now it's on
the air. Why, it was too scary?
Too scary, too monstery. Oh, it was it was promoting the occult, probably.
It was a graveyard smash, crying out loud.
The Crypt Kicker 5?
Yeah.
Kick to the curb? You don't kick the Crypt Kicker 5 to the curb.
No. That's disappointing.
Of course, it was Boris Pickett did that.
Yep.
I believe you probably can play it on the BBC now.
I would think so.
At least BBC Two, maybe not BBC One.
Right.
Red Baron made his first appearance in the Peanuts comic strip this date, 1965. I don't know whether he was the bloody Red Baron at that point.
Right.
He and Snoopy went head-to-head.
Yes, they did.
1965. How about in 66?
You reach, you stretch, you balance and twist. You try it once, you get the gist. No two twists come out the same. Twister is a Milton Bradley game.
Twister from Milton Bradley.
Twister, introduced on this date, Milton Bradley, 1966. You've heard the story before here on the Bob Morning Show and on the Almanac. Twister was struggling. It was not doing well in sales, and then all of a sudden they featured it on The Tonight Show, Johnny Carson. He and Ed McMahon played a very sensuous edition of Twister.
There was somebody else besides.
It was one of the Gabors. It was either Zsa Zsa or Ava.
Right.
But Ed got into it, too. He'd had a couple. And he says, let me in on this. That was in 66, Twister. And then 73, this was in the news.
Vice President Spiro Agnew resigned today, the first man holding his high office to do so under fire. Agnew then pleaded no contest, in effect guilty, to income tax evasion. The court placed him on probation for 3 years.
Spiro T. Agnew resigning here today. The T stands for tax fraud.
Oops.
Pleaded no contest. That's when he was, he didn't do the tax fraud when he was vice president. This happened when he was he was in Maryland. I think he was the governor.
Okay.
He was the governor. This had nothing to do with Watergate either.
No.
This was his dealings in Maryland, 1973.
Shady.
Poor Spiro.
A little bit shady.
We need some kids named Spiro. Another first name we'd like to revive. So that was this date in 73. In 75, they had just divorced maybe a year or two prior to this. They got married again.
What?
Liz Taylor needed Richard Burton.
Yep. Needed him
back. They just couldn't live without him, or vice versa. So in 75, that's what happened. In 77, what'd you say?
Well, that's so that's like she got married like 8 times, but they count that twice.
Twice. Yeah. Twice. It was a different Richard Burton. He had changed his ways over 18 months. Mm-hmm. 1977, Broadway Joe Namath said, "I can't do it anymore. My knees are too bad." I think he finished with the Rams, didn't he? It was a team out west. I remember he was definitely with the Rams. He was in a Rams uniform. I remember it. That was in 77, Joe Namath. And again, he tore his ACL on the fake turf over at the Brady's.
Yes.
When he was helping Bobby Brady out.
Yeah, that was signing a big
signing autograph. Big, big problems. Wasn't very good turf. The turf at the Brady house was as bad, if not worse, than the stuff they had at Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.
Right. It was terrible.
So that was in 77. 85.
What Bormesson himself said nearly a century ago is still true today. We will sell no wine before it's time.
Although, Orson, you'll drink it anytime it's there.
Yeah.
He won't wait to drink the wine. Orson Welles died on this date. 70 for Orson Welles. Writer, producer, director,
did a lot
actor,
of good things.
Quite a voice and a delivery, as you could tell. And one of the big figures of Hollywood for many, 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 many years. I don't know. I wouldn't think you would cross Orson Welles. He kind of caught me as a guy that you wouldn't cross and try to do something that he didn't want to do.
Yeah, that would be taking your chances.
Including drinking wine before it's time.
Right.
2004.
America does not let its needy citizens fend for themselves.
Good morning. Farewell to a hero. Actor Christopher Reeve is dead at the age of 52, leaving admirers around the world in mourning today.
Christopher Reeve died of heart failure. He was only 52.
Yeah.
Remember, he was in the wheelchair after the equestrian accident.
Yeah, very sad.
As Superman actor, that was 2004.
He was really good as Superman.
3 years ago, the best Superman still.
Yep.
It's the end of an era, as Playboy magazine announced that beginning next year, it will stop publishing models fully nude. What does this mean for the industry? Well, Playboy playmates and thousands of devoted readers.
Well, they'd have to hold on to their clothes. They'd have to no longer have to bring a duffel bag to put their clothes in.
Right.
That's how it affected people in the industry. It didn't last long. They tried it. And then they went back to their normal operations.
We all got it from the articles anyway.
It was great writing.
Fantastic.
It's fantastic writing, and the photos always had bad shadows. They didn't really do a good job. They didn't airbrush enough.
They didn't look very
good. There wasn't
enough
airbrushing.
Right.
Birthdays now today. Do you remember and recall and recognize this voice?
It was a decade-long natural catastrophe of biblical proportions. When the skies refused their rains. When plagues of grasshoppers and swarms of rabbits descended on parched fields.
That's he's talking about your yard.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah, I need to hire a service.
Just this past summer, that's Peter Coyote.
Oh, yeah.
He's an actor. He was on Brothers and Sisters. He was on E.T. He was probably the one scientist that talked the most. You know, when they had E.T. and they had him under observation, he was one of those guys.
Right.
And he does boatloads of voiceovers and narrations for documentaries. He is 77 today. From that guy to Diamond Dave.
I'm just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing.
Now, Neil, you're not just a gigolo. You're a golfer and a broadcaster.
Other things. Yeah.
David Lee Roth.
It hasn't been that lucrative for me.
Remember when
honest.
he took out paternity insurance?
Yes. That's right. That was him.
That was him. He took out paternity insurance for, he was out on the road and accidents happen. Slipping him past the goalie.
Yeah.
David Lee Roth. Is he currently with? It says he is.
I think he's back.
He's back singing.
He was gone and he's back. And now he's back.
Sammy Hagar did a nice job. But the classic lineup is the lineup I want to listen to.
Yep. For Van Halen.
David Lee Roth, 64 today. Tanya Tucker, happy birthday, 60. And her are very similar in age. And is that where the similarities end?
That's where the similarities are. She's exactly 3 weeks younger than I am. And She seems to have done more in her 60 years than I have, but by gosh, I'm trying hard.
What were you doing when you were 13? Isn't that when she first had her first hits, 13?
Yeah, Delta Dawn? I was a complete dork and a nerd in 7th grade.
Did you even know who Tanya Tucker was in 7th grade?
I don't
listening
think,
to that.
Well, everybody heard Delta Dawn
right.
at some
or
point.
Or was it? But, did you hear the Helen Reddy version?
I knew the Helen Reddy version better, I think, than Tanya's at that point.
So Tanya is 60. I'll play a Tanya Tucker song coming up.
But I have had the pleasure of introducing her.
Who haven't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever introduced Julia
Sweeney? I kissed
Sweeney?
Her hand, as a matter of fact.
I can't talk about this anymore. I guess it's that time of the month.
Oh, okay.
Bills.
Julia Sweeney, that's just Pat.
Oh, my gosh.
She is one of the great. She's the original androgyny. Julia Sweeney is 59. You know what? She was before her time because now she has. There's a gender for Julia Sweeney.
Yeah.
X. She's X.
Yep.
We didn't know it at the time. Yeah. It's 30
Trailblazer.
Years, you know, 30, 25 years in the making. Mm-hmm. Julia Sweeney from SNL is 59. Some of our younger listeners probably
don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete?
Your boys had to be big fans of Little Mermaid.
They might have been. I don't know. I didn't really watch it with them.
Jodie Benson, who was the voice of Ariel. And she's singing right there in The Little Mermaid.
Very talented.
She also was Barbie in the Toy Story films, which I have seen, which did appeal maybe more to adults than Little Mermaid. I think, at least.
Yeah, I've seen
male
some
adults.
Of the Toy Story ones.
Jodie Benson, 57.
Hi, I'm Brett Favre. Thinking back to all those years I played in the NFL, I was constantly in the spotlight and always perfectly groomed. But since I retired, I kind of let myself grow. Hair's gotten long, beard's a little scruffy, but now I'm thinking, it's time to get my groom back.
Got to get his groom back. He's Brett Favre. Run away from that. Do not purchase the Micro Touch 1.
Bad razor.
No, you know, in the commercial, he's driving a tractor, a John Deere. You'd be better off using a sickle mower than trying to trim your beard with that thing. I own one. I bought one just for travel. And
terrible.
The only thing I compare it to is basically just taking pliers and pulling out the whiskers instead of it.
I'm going to make a note here. Stay away. Run away.
It is. Brett Favre, great quarterback, all-time great. I would take him over Aaron Rodgers still.
Yeah. Old-fashioned gunslinger.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Brett Favre is 49, probably still thinking he could play.
Yeah. He doesn't lack for confidence. Yeah.
And he likes to text pictures.
Yes. Oops.
Oops.
Careful.
Happy birthday, Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm sorry. There's only so much Slater to go around.
Slater. A.C. Slater.
Yes.
From Saved by the Bell, Mario Lopez. Mm-hmm. Is 45. Also, Dale Earnhardt Jr., 44. One of the great race car drivers. Never has really been as good as his dad as far as wins and success.
And now retired.
But now retired. Mm-hmm. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is 44. And do you remember the movie with John Ritter called Problem Child?
Yes.
The Problem Child is having a birthday today.
You're not saying you'd rather not be in the orphanage, are you?
Boy, think much, P-Brain? I want out!
You see, Mr. Peabody, the child is incorrigible.
I'm what? Why, you speak English, lady?
He's talking to a nun. Speak English, lady. That's Michael Oliver.
Huh?
Hasn't done a whole lot in his career, but he was Problem Child. He's a problem for John Ritter.
And how old is he now?
He's 37.
Gone but not forgotten today. We start with the First Lady of the American Theater. We're talking about Academy Award-winning actress Helen Hayes.
Ask the captain to reconsider. I don't want to be handed over to the Italian police.
You should have thought of that before. Now get in your seat.
All I ask is to be sent back. Please don't hand me over in a foreign country.
That's her in the movie Airport. She won an Oscar for that.
Yeah.
In Airport.
She was distraught
there. Yeah, she was. I mean, at least she wasn't flying one of those airlines where they throw you out the window with the parachute.
Right.
They're actually going to wait till they land to get you off the plane.
Yes. So she, you know, for years was in the theater, did live productions. There she is when she was 75 years old, winning an award for her performance in the movie Airport. Also, Academy Award-winning composer and arranger Johnny Green on this day, 1908.
About Johnny Green.
We're not...
No.
Oh, I thought we had Johnny Green.
Ivory Joe Hunter.
Oh, Ivory. Okay.
I've got this guy here.
All right.
Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed.
Nice.
Sonny James had a big hit with that.
Yes.
See if I have that on the computer here.
That's the Ivory Joe Hunter musician, 1914. I didn't mention Johnny Green was 1908 and Florida Freebus from the Many Lives, Loves, rather, of Dobie Gillis, 1909. Hockey Hall of Famer Bill Chadwick, he's the guy, as a referee, he developed all the hand signals to identify penalties that we see now when they go to the, and of course now they're mic'd like they are in the NFL. They come over by the penalty box and give the roughing, the tripping, whatever it is. He's the guy who developed that series of hand signals. Bill Chadwick, nice work on his part. Academy, let's see here, we had, let's go right to Richard Jekyll.
Richard Jekyll on Little House on the Prairie.
Trouble with this country is that Lincoln died about 4 years too late. Good men killing each other off for what? So we could free the likes of him? Why, I killed better men than him during the war.
Murphy, I'm sure you killed a lot of men during the war, but none better than him.
And as for the trouble with this country, I'm looking at it right now.
Ooh, Charles Ingalls.
Way to go.
With a zinger.
Way to go, little
that
Joe.
That was the episode where Charles and Mr. Edwards had to go out. Something happened with a crop. The mill had to shut down or something, so they had to go find work. They reused that storyline maybe a dozen times on Little House on the Prairie. So they had to go somewhere else to find work and get money. And they're transporting nitroglycerin, in a covered wagon, in a buckboard. You kidding me?
That's a potential major problem.
And the man he's talking about there was a wonderful cameo and special guest starring role, Louis Gossett Jr.
Oh, very nice. I figured it was an African American there.
Richard Jekyll also was in the 2-part episode where Albert, has a crush and a little. Little relationship with this gal, but Richard Jekyll plays the blacksmith who is a masked rapist.
Oh boy.
On a very special Little House on the Prairie. Lessons were taught and learned.
Oh boy.
On that 2-parter.
Yes. In fact, I've seen that one.
I've actually seen that episode.
Yeah, yes.
I think I may have met somebody who might actually be a formidable opponent if we ever had Little House on the Prairie trivia. That'd be Terry Train.
Oh, yeah, I just She's got a very text good. From her.
She's very
yeah.
knowledgeable.
Yes, she is. I'm going to have to ask her about that when I see her on Saturday. But Richard Jekyll, he was in all those programs you're talking about. He was in several episodes of Gunsmoke. He was the hired gun for the bad guy in Chisholm opposite John Wayne. That didn't work out well for him. Richard Jekyll, born in the state in 1926, great in The Dirty Dozen. Or the Dirty Full Dozen, as we used to call it, 1926. Singer-songwriter Kirsty McCall was born on this day, 1959. She died way too young.
And remember, they're all gone, but we got to get to the quiz. Okay. We're out of time.
We spent too long on Richard Jekyll.
Why not?
Yeah,
if there's anybody going to spend a long time on, one of the great character actors of all time?
Dick Jekyll.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. So today's Almanac Quiz, Brett Favre, 49 today.
Yes.
We had him... little clip of him endorsing one of many products that he endorses too. He does that copper fit thing and
Wranglers.
I thought maybe he made enough. He likes to be in the spotlight. He made enough money in his career. He doesn't have to do that,
but he does.
Just likes being there doing something. Micro Touch One. We said you'd be better off doing two things instead of using one of those. Two things. Using two
right
other particular tools or objects.
Products, yes.
What was one of those two things that I said you might as well just use that other than the trim tool?
To shave or trim your beard. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. The first caller with the correct answer will win the Neil Diamond tribute tickets, Martin Zeller, Medina on Friday. Okay.
Friday night.
Happy 60th birthday, Tanya Tucker, with the Jamestown Ferry.
I like it.
He just caught the Jamestown Ferry. It's not a hot